This coming weekend sees the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. To mark the day, St John-based 2S LGBTQIA+ advocacy and education organisation, Chroma MB, is to hold a flag-raising ceremony in front of City Hall on Friday, May 16th. Local 107.3 FM spoke with newly appointed Executive Director of Chroma MB, Hadil Ibrahim, who spoke about why it is still important to mark the day. She spoke about issues still faced by the 2S LGBTQIA+ community around the world and in New Brunswick specifically, touching on the recent changes to Policy 713 regarding use of chosen names and pronouns in schools in the province.
The point of the day, the day against transphobia, biphobia and homophobia, is to mark when being gay was no longer considered an illness, right? A mental illness. And that is, when you think about it, very basic, you know? And it only happened a couple of decades ago. We are marking it because once you are othered or seen as, you know, like there's something wrong with you, then it becomes a lot easier to oppress you. And so it's almost always the basis of oppression, systemic oppression, is to put this guise of either medicalizing it or othering it. What our community needs to hear is like a constant affirmation of work to show that the opposite is happening. You know, it's not enough to not be in the DSM as a mental illness, you know, your existence. It's also important to be included for your rights to be codified in the law and continual protection of those rights. There's always regression. We are seeing what happens when there's not enough political will to cancel out the regression, is that we just keep going back and people lose their rights.
I'm thinking of issues of homophobia, transphobia and biphobia, and that kind of thought that it's not an issue anymore, here at least. In the context of Policy 713 and the recent changes with the new government, I wonder how the voices from our elected leaders and the media can actually affect what goes on, even when policies do change.
This kind of seemingly came out of nowhere, this Policy 713 issue. Just to quickly recap, the policy is about whether or not teachers should respect students' pronouns when the student asks. The previous policy said yes, that they should respect a student's pronouns. The policy that the old government brought in put an age limit on it, 16 and above, and then had a parental consent requirement, not a parental notification requirement, but a parental consent requirement. So it was all a very, very confusing time for educators and for students, and that lasted for, you know, about 2 years. Some school districts accepted it, some didn't. There was a lawsuit. There was union grievances. Children were reporting, seeing more bullying. People seemed to feel more okay with expressing maybe harmful opinions. It just made life a little harder for already vulnerable, you know, children who might be gender questioning or transgender, or even adults as well. I was a journalist for about 10 years, and in the last couple of years, my work started becoming more and more focused on queer issues, especially with the Policy 713. I did a lot of investigative work, you know, digging through emails to the premier, emails to the minister, because the previous minister and premier said that there was concern from the public, which is why they even started looking into this policy. And it turns out that a lot of those emails were based on misinformation and disinformation. So when the new government came in, they did change the policy pretty much back to where it was. People are not fully quite happy. They are relieved that this new government seems to support them. They feel a bit less attacked. But in terms of the impact, it remains with us here. Because now people have experienced what it's like for systemic attempts at reducing their rights at home. I think it would take a lot to heal from that, but I also think it'll never be the same.
I kind of want to talk a little bit more about Chroma itself. What support can you and do you offer as an organization?
Yeah, so, you know, our main focus is, one, providing the tools for allies to support us as much as we can, and two, building up our community. And we're actually very excited because in the summer we're going to move to our own little building on 200 Carmarthen Street. Our main focus is going to be to make it nice. So we are going to be, you know, putting out a call out for like office furniture and donations to help get us off the ground there. I mean, like, we got this, but it's also really great to get support from people. And we're hoping to have kind of a, once everything is settled, we're hoping to have an event for the community. But it's very important for me to say that we're not the only people doing this work. We are the only people in this region. But, you know, Alter Acadie provides like Francophone services that are kind of similar to ours. And there's Imprint Youth in Fredericton. There's a Transgender Healthcare Network. We're definitely not the only ones doing this work. And we need more. We're not enough, for sure. We always need more people and more support. Sometimes things can seem really dire, but the day against transphobia, homophobia, and biphobia shows us that we have made some progress. It's really important to mark the progress and kind of treat it as checkpoints to not go back. We're going to be holding a flag raising on Friday, May 16th at the St. John City Hall from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Anyone is invited to join. Something that I feel equips me to maybe speak up a bit louder on behalf of transgender people, for example, is that I am not myself transgender. And so when I am defending their existence, I'm not defending my own existence. It's really difficult to ask people to defend their own existence. And so I think that it's very valuable for people with privilege to use that to speak up on behalf of the people who shouldn't have to.
More information about ChromaNB can be found at the website chromanb.ca. This is Ionico for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.